There's a change in walnut breeding strategy. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Joe Grant is the research director for the California Walnut Board.
You know, the ship has always been headed in the direction for a long time of developing new, productive, and high-quality varieties.
And the Chandler variety is a perfect example.
It's now more than half of the industry, and it's been tremendous worldwide. The ship is turning a little bit in the sense that we're starting to look to the breeding program to give us solutions for pests and disease problems in the orchards, as opposed to just better, more highly productive varieties for the growers to profit from. There's an effort underway to begin looking for walnut blight resistance in some of the material at the UC Davis collection. There's even an interest in looking at, do we have material that might go rancid in the supply chain less quickly than walnuts traditionally do.
And they're looking for material that will help in dealing with pest issues on walnuts.
We're still swatting at the same old foes. Increasingly, we're losing materials that our growers have had access to control them. So we're looking for new ways to manage those pests with, you know, fewer inputs and greater success. And it's challenging to stay ahead in that domain as we continue to face concerns about off-site impact from the pesticides that we've been using and finding new ways to take care of those problems.
In almonds, spider mites should be monitored weekly from now to harvest, especially when the weather turns hot, which it is. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.